Our next question is for Deepak. Angela Torres from California wants to know, what can we collectively do to push for extension to DACA to protect our immigrant youth?
Thanks, Angela, for that question. So DACA, as everyone here knows, is really in peril. Do not believe what the president has sometimes said about his sympathy for these young people. There is an effort by Republican state attorney generals around the country to basically force the hand of Attorney General Jeff Sessions to defend DACA from a legal challenge. He has to make that decision sometime early in September. There are very few of us who believe that this administration, given its policy of attacking civil rights, women's rights, immigrant rights, and worker rights, is going to do the right thing. So our strategy is that we need a massive, massive outcry if the administration goes after DACA, either tries to suspend it or close it down to further applications, whatever its course of action is. It is the most popular program in the immigration landscape. The Dreamers have been incredible contributors to our economy, to our society, to our culture. They have broken through. They are well known by people across the country. It would be a historic mistake, but also potentially generate an enormous public backlash. So we in the immigrant rights movement are laying the groundwork for a campaign of resistance should the administration try to eliminate or suspend the DACA program for Dreamers, and it will be essential that we win the first few days after that decision by having massive rallies around the country, by having every single person make it huge in their own social media, by doing vigils outside members of Congress's offices, by generating support from business and faith and civic leaders around the country about the contributions of Dreamers to our country. It is really going to be the defining fight for who we are as a country, for immigration, for immigrants more broadly, and I believe that we can win it if we see the kind of civic upsurge that I believe the folks on this call and folks around the country can and will generate in response.